Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Premiums generated from cyber insurance coverage declined by 2.3% to slightly less than $7.1 billion in 2024, compared with a year earlier, marking the first ever decrease in the segment since the U.S. data was first collected in 2015. That according to a new AM Best report. Despite the drop in premium, the loss ratio for the U.S. cyber segment remained below the 50% mark in 2024. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm joined today by one of the report's authors, senior industry analyst Chris Graham, who's going to take us behind the segment just a bit. Chris, so glad you could join us today.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
So, Chris, can you explain the significance of the overall premium drop and what's possibly behind it?
So this, as you said, this is the first time since the NAIC began collecting data in 2015 that we've seen a premium drop for cyber insurance. And it's what we see going on, two different things. We're seeing the primary type of cyber insurance, those are that are more for the more sophisticated insureds. That's where we saw the pricing cuts. And that's what's driving the drop in premium. That part of the segment is, you know, it's starting to be a mature segment now where you have insureds who are very well aware of the importance of cyber hygiene. They're on top of everything. So yes, pricing does become a factor for them in, you know, in how they're going to purchase their insurance. They have a lot of the tools in place they feel that can where they can benefit from better pricing now. We also did see some insureds move to captives because their experience was so good. They started, you know, putting their own insurance under a captive, which isn't being reported. So to that extent, you know, is there a drop in total cyber coverage? No, it's just some of it moved to places that aren't being reported to the NAIC. On, you know, for the smaller entities, we did see increases, okay? And this is this whole split result is a continuation of what we saw in 2023 and now into 2024. These smaller entities, there's very little market penetration so far. There's still a lot of entities that are realizing they need cyber insurance. Now, they're typically purchasing it as an endorsement to whatever other policies they have. It's kind of an add-on. It's not a whole lot of money, you know, for any one, you know, any one endorsement, but it, you know, so that's why you're not getting, you know, even though that's increasing, you're not getting any enough to offset what we saw on the decreases among the sophisticated insureds.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How did the cyber insurers perform based on the 2024 results, and what were some of the key takeaways there?
So the results were still very good. So we did see a loss ratio increase from 2023. That's not a surprise. You have a year of, you know, inflationary impact. Severity trend, you know, is pretty much only going to move one direction up. And with premiums coming down, of course, the loss ratio is going to increase. But it's still very profitable. You're still talking about a loss ratio below 50%. Overall, this is, you know, really still the benefit of all the hard market from, you know, 2020, 2021, and into 2022, where there were some really steep pricing increases. And yes, we've had, you know, some decrease, but not nearly to that level. So you're still looking at premiums that are much higher than they were before the pandemic. And now you, like I said, this is now a somewhat of a more mature market where people can balance all that. And the results seem to are holding because the price increases and the cyber hygiene are all there now.
The report also notes the role of excess and surplus lines writers. What's the appeal for E&S to be placing cyber coverage in that segment?
It's really, the demand of the more sophisticated insureds. This is something, again, we looked at. If you split it between those that are buying a primary cyber policy where it's, strictly cyber coverage versus those that are buying an endorsement, again, we see different results here. Those that are buying the primary cyber policy, that's where you're getting a bulk of the surplus lines activity. You're talking about sophisticated insureds who have very specific needs. They have some of their own, insurance knowledge. They know what they want, and the E&S market can tailor the wording, the needs, and the limits to meet the insurer's needs. On the smaller endorsement type policies, they're still buying the, on the admitted paper. This is a lot of your main street businesses or smaller businesses that don't have the insurance knowledge to get something that specific. So it's really the sophisticated insureds, your large corporations, who are buying the E&S policies.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, John.
That was senior industry analyst Christopher Graham. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.